AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The Justice Department has opened an investigation into the death of Freddie Gray, who died several days after suffering spinal injuries, some point following his arrest by Baltimore police last week. A Justice Department spokeswoman says federal investigators will look for evidence whether an officer willfully violated Gray's civil rights by using unreasonable force. Federal prosecutors are portraying Johar Tsarnaev as a cold-blooded killer in this first day of the penalty phase in his trial for the Boston Marathon bombing. Jury in the case must decide if he will spend the rest of his life in prison or deserves the death penalty for the bombing that killed three people and injured more than 260 others. Northeastern University Law School professor Daniel Medwood doubts Tsarnaev's lawyers will risk his testifying.
He has not appeared especially remorseful. His affect has not won over many observers in the courtroom. Second, if he were to take the stand, he would be subject to a very heated, withering cross-examination by the prosecution.
Only one juror is needed to vote against the death penalty to result in a life without parole sentence. An administration official says the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration is expected to resign. Michelle Leonhardt has led that agency since 2007, but she's been under increasing pressure from Congress, in part because of a government watchdog report that includes allegations that DEA agents had attended sex parties with prostitutes. The Senate is expected to vote soon on a human trafficking bill that was stalled when Democrats objected to abortion language in that bill. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid.
The agreement isn't perfect, but ensures the Hyde language will not be used in any non-government funding. Private funding will not be part of Hyde, and that's what we've been fighting for these weeks.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expects there will soon be a confirmation vote for Attorney General Loretta Lynch. This is AP Radio News. The White House downplays the role of a U.S. aircraft carrier heading to the waters off Yemen. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Spokesman Josh Earnest says the Theodore Roosevelt's main purpose is protecting freedom of navigation in the Gulf of Aden and Red Sea.
A clear statement about our commitment to ensuring the free flow of commerce.
But the Roosevelt's joining eight other American vessels, several with teams that can board ships if they suspect illegal cargo. Colonel Steve Warren acknowledges another reason the U.S. is building up its presence, reports that nine Iranian ships are possibly carrying arms for Houthi rebels in Yemen, which would violate a Security Council resolution.
Certainly one of the factors.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, says the first phase of military action against the Houthi rebels has come to an end. A general says the coalition will now focus on rebuilding Yemen. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.